like to say that we have started a meeting, a kind of a workshop. Normally we call it the main planning conference. Today, Wednesday, in Gaborone, which is, you know, the capital of the Sadc region. And we are looking at the preparations for an exercise, a field training exercise, which is going to take place in October, hopefully next year. And this has to do with the African Standby Force. But this time mainly it is going to, this is just going to focus on the rapid deployment capabilities, which is part and parcel of the African Standby Force.
So, General, what do you see as the prospect of an African Standby Force, if indeed it happens?
The African Union has put in place the peace and security architecture, which, of course, African Standby Force is part and parcel. And the architecture is actually doing very well. It's getting on all the various components of it, all being put in place by the African Union at the end of the day to be able to have a very robust mechanism that should be able to address conflict in Africa.
So what would you say is the rationale of the African Union having a standby force? Or what is the significance? What is the importance of it?
Yeah, well, the importance is it's clear for the Africans to have a mechanism that is owned by the African Union. African Union takes ownership by having a mechanism that it can also employ in the resolution of conflict in Africa.
General Ilya, concerns have been raised about the fact that the continent does not necessarily have the financial willpower to maintain such a force. Has that been taken into consideration, and will that be a challenge in the future?
Yeah, financial availability can be a challenge to virtually everybody in the world. But as you know, when it comes to conflict, it is just not even one nation or one continent that can handle conflict. Most cases all alone. But then the African Union already even put a mechanism to be able to have the finances that can actually sustain this initiative. And the good thing is that all at the level of the chairperson, we are trying actually our best to see that resources are put in place to be able to sustain this various mechanism. That is not to say that actually you can equally have a few countries who are even outside Africa, a few continental bodies that have been able to support this very initiative. For example, the European Union is actually under the Lisbon process, which is a strategy to be able to support the African Union in its march forward to having some of these mechanisms put in place.
How has been the support of African leaders on the continent, specifically with regards to having a standby force to be readily deployed at a moment's notice?
Good enough. The African leaders were the ones that actually sort of the mechanism and they are the ones that actually put it in place. And they are supporting it. I can tell you that they are supporting it in every way to see that it is really realized.
What will you say could be the anticipated cooperation with the international partners or to gather enough intelligence, to use the intelligence so where the standby force is called upon, it will be very effective on the ground?
Yeah, well, I definitely know that very well you situations of this kind of initiative, you must be able to have the intelligence that gives you early warning for that. And that is why you could see that in this architecture itself, you have a component of it that will have to do with early warning. And that aspect will be working together with other bodies that can actually try as much as possible to get the intelligence that will be required to be able to employ this very force.